The 2024 novel, titled Woman of Light by Collie Fajardo-Anstein, tells the story of Luz Lopez and five generations of her Chicano family. The story, set in Denver in the 1930s, explores how the racism and colonialism of the past haunts the present and shapes the future. I'm going to read a review of the novel by book mole Larry Bolden. Here is what Larry writes. I'm assuming that all obsessive readers go through some flat periods, fearing that they have run out of really good books or have simply lost the burning desire to read. I recently went through such a period, starting four or five different books and then putting them aside after 100 pages or so, until I ran into Collie Fajardo-Anstein and her superb 2024 novel, Woman of Light. This novel, like so many modern novels, jumps between narrators, locations, and even centuries. It begins in the Lost Territory in 1868, where the main character, Luz, Little Light Lopez, is introduced, and then jumps to 1933 Denver, where most of the story takes place. Little Luz is a tea leaf reader and laundress. She lives with her aunt, Maria Jose, who tells her, "You cannot trust a man. Nearly all of them have some kind of deficiency, some malformation. They've been hurt a lot, menfolk, but they do most of the hurting, too." End quote. Diego, Luz's older brother, is a snake charmer and factory worker who supports her and her aunt until he is run out of town by an angry white mob and fears to return. It is in Denver that Luz begins to have visions that take her back to her indigenous homeland in the Lost Territories. Maria Jose sells the possessions Diego has left behind because she and Luz desperately need the money. Quote, "In some ways, Luz was glad Diego's things were gone. His objects felt charged with a piece of him. Their mother used to say that was part of Luz's sight, her ability to sense a person through their possession. Luz could feel Diego on anything her brother had touched, even the letters he sent." End quote. Besides a strong stream of feminism that flows through this story, Fajardo-Anstein also explores the intense racism of Denver in the 30s against blacks, Indians, Catholics, and communists. Quote, "There were many places she had been told she wasn't allowed. Denver Dry Goods, Elitch Gardens, Over the Dead in Cheeseman Park, and now, here, some rich neighborhood's library. I just need to look for jobs," she said. "We have our own people who need jobs. I suggest you try your own neighborhood." "But my neighborhood doesn't have a library." Luz thought this, but didn't say it, not wanting to give the satisfaction of knowing they had more than she did. End quote. Luz finds work in a law office and there begins to discover the systemic racism directed against pretty much all minority workers. David, the lawyer she works for, has little Spanish, and so he begins to have Luz translate his briefs from English to Spanish. Trying to find a lavatory in a fancy restaurant David has taken her to, quote, "Wherever Luz walked, she caught the eyes of men, menacing like owls in three-piece suits and gold pocket watches." "Are you his latest?" said the waitress from earlier. She had stopped Luz as she exited the dining hall. "I don't know what you mean," Luz said. "His latest girl?" She was carrying a tray of pink glasses. "Do yourself a favor, honey, and don't get your hopes up." The waitress moved her eyes towards David, who was laughing with Steelman at the table. "A good Greek boy like that? He wants in, and girls like you aren't allowed in, ever." "In where?" said Luz. The waitress rolled her eyes. "Look around you," she said. The entire room, it seemed, laughed as one, their mouths open like dark pits, white women only, end quote. I don't want to give away too much of the story, but I want to mention Fajardo Anstine's only other published book, a collection of short stories entitled Sabrina and Corina. As soon as I finished the 2024 novel, I decided I would read any and all she had written. One chapter in the novel is entitled Three Sisters, and like that chapter, almost all the short stories have sisters or cousins as narrators. The stories, like the novel, are all set in Denver, and as a commentator says on the jacket cover, quote, Sabrina and Corina is a moving narrative of unrelenting feminine power and an exploration of the universal experiences of abandonment, heritage, and an eternal sense of home, end quote. I hope Collie Fajardo Anstine continues to write stories of her heritage. She is a powerful voice for good. I have been talking about the two books of Collie Fajardo Anstine. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour, and I'm Patricia Kohlberg, reading today for Larry.
Mirado entre las flores, brindándome tú de ellas, tu corona y sus olores.
The music you just heard was La Parranda by Los Madrugadores, who were a very popular Mexican-American band playing during the Great Depression. Before that, bookmole Larry Bolden reviewed the novel Woman of Light by Collie Fajardo Anstine.